women will soon have something that men have had for years, a drug they can take to help improve their sex lives. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved the first drug designed to boost a woman's libido. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, this decision is getting some mixed reaction.
The drug is called Addy. It's been approved to treat women suffering from a condition known as hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Cynthia Whitehead heads Sprout Pharmaceuticals, the company that makes the drug.
This condition causes really a distressing lack of interest in sex for women, and the impacts of that condition goes well beyond the bedroom.
Whitehead says the condition can make women miserable. They want to have sex, but just don't. Their marriages often fall apart. Nevertheless, the FDA twice rejected Addy, saying there just wasn't enough evidence it worked and big questions about its safety. That prompted Whitehead and some others to accuse the FDA of being sexist, especially since men have had drugs like Viagra for years.
There's a societal narrative that really appreciates, I think, the biology of sex for men, as witnessed by countless medical treatment options for them to address some of the disorders that can negatively impact sexual function. By contrast, I think we've really reduced all things related to sex and women to psychology.
So the company launched a campaign to convince the FDA to reverse the decision. Whitehead was thrilled by yesterday's victory.
Finally, to have a medical treatment option is a very important advance for women.
Some women's health experts and advocates agree. And Terry O'Neill of the National Organization for Women hopes Addy will just be the first of many drugs to help women with sexual problems.
Women need to have an array of choices that meets their specific medical needs. So with this success, I think there will be more development of more medications, and that is all to the good.
But not everyone is happy with the FDA's decision. Other experts on female sexuality and women's health oppose the drug. They question how well Addy works and whether it's safe. Among other problems, Addy can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure that makes some women faint. Cindy Pearson is with the National Women's Health Network.
This drug either doesn't work at all or barely works, and the safety concerns are real, troubling, and not well enough understood so that women will be able to make an informed decision about how much risk they're willing to accept.
Critics like Pearson charged the FDA was pressured to approve the drug by an intense lobbying effort sponsored by the drug company.
This decision is a victory for marketing and for corporate skullduggery. It's not a victory for women's rights.
The FDA is requiring the drug to carry some warnings to make sure women use it safely. For example, women will be advised not to use something else to get them in the mood while taking Addy, alcohol. It'll be available by prescription in October. Rob Stein, NPR News.